This interview is brought to you by NTT Data. NTT Data delivers on your mission by combining superior talent and over 55 years of government expertise with a comprehensive portfolio of technologies from cloud, security, and consulting to modernization and IT solutions. We're your ideal partner for reimagining your healthcare IT. Visit nttdataservices.com.
We're here at HIMSS with Dr. Sharif Alnahal, the Undersecretary for Health at Veterans Health Administration. So nice to have you, sir.
Thank you so much.
So it's been a pretty momentous couple of years for VHA. We heard earlier a lot of updates around APIs, excitement around AI, a lot of movement with the data interoperability front of things, but especially with the PACT Act having passed, what is top of mind for you over this next year?
Well, the PACT Act is really allowing us to deliver more care and more benefits to veterans than ever before. And that means the demand signal from veterans on getting more care from us will only continue to go up, which really requires us to work even more closely with our partners across American healthcare, the private sector providers who see our veterans every day. We send about a third of our care into the community out of necessity if we don't have a service in a particular region. And the entire community around AI is helping us reduce clinician burnout through the AI tech sprints. And I had a chance to announce the finalists earlier today in the session here at HIMSS. We really hope to be able to come up with some solutions that work to reduce clinician burnout and that we can scale.
You coming from the hospital side of things before, you kind of have a lot of understanding of what burnout really means for the business context of things. So it kind of hits close to home for you.
It really does. And, you know, people go into medicine because they like seeing patients. They like the education part of things, teaching. They really don't like sitting behind a computer, clicking off checkboxes, right, and finalizing notes. And so with ambient dictation, we have automatic scribing that comes with an AI-enabled service that listens to the visit, saves minutes on end per patient for our clinicians, and then a tool that allows us to summarize outside hospital records in a really efficient way. It still gives the most important clinical information to our providers. These are things that just help clinicians get out from behind the computer to see our veterans, and that's why I think this will be really impactful.
Exciting. Where do you see technology making the most impacts on the health side of things? Obviously, we heard about the ambient technology and things like the APIs, of course, the AI sprints. So I guess, where do you see it helping most?
It's really an enabler for us to reach all veterans across the country, and that's really President Biden's mandate. Even if we don't have the authority under the law to provide care or benefits to every veteran, there are still ways that we can reach every veteran for missions like suicide prevention. And so we talk about reaching all veterans, connecting through our interoperable networks to our 13 health systems that pledge to share information electronically across open APIs, and hopefully expanding that to many other healthcare systems across the country will allow them to query our veteran identifier API so that they know whether they're in front of a veteran, and then we can push all the information we have about new benefits and new opportunities for VAL.
Fantastic. It's really infrastructure is kind of an underplayed term. It's really the backbone of a lot of the work that the healthcare system really relies on.
So true. And, you know, what we're doing right now with the collaborations that are absolutely needed, private sector, early stage companies, community coalitions that we've funded to serve veterans with programs like Mission Daybreak, a suicide prevention initiative that really fortifies that social blanket of support around veterans, really just a comprehensive thing we're doing to reach all veterans across the country.
Fantastic. And what areas of the healthcare ecosystem at VHA have you seen, the most successful partnerships or collaborations really thrive?
So some of our Mission Daybreak contestants really are incredible. One of them is called Reflex AI, is their product. It allows our Veterans Crisis Line responders to triage the most severe cases that are coming in so that, you know, the veterans at highest risk for suicide immediately get that phone call answered or that text message or that chat answered. We also have technology that has smartphones working with peer support networks, signaling when a veteran is in a crisis so that, you know, as much help as possible can come to that veteran. And so, again, when we collaborate with innovators, with early stage companies, with community-based organizations that focus on veterans, already have the trust of veterans in their communities, the opportunities are boundless, and that's why we're here, you know, showing that we're ready to partner.
Sure, absolutely. Being here at HIMSS, I know there's a lot of discussions going on and collaborations. How do you encourage, I guess, partners to come into the ecosystem, like the API network? And I know you announced there's a 12 pledgees, if you want to call them that. How do you encourage more in the ecosystem to work with VA?
You know, we have a lot of sessions in HIMSS talking about the opportunity that folks can really be part of solving this really important public health challenge when it comes to ending veteran suicide as we know it. That's compelling enough for a lot of folks to get involved with us. The 13 health systems got nothing other than the opportunity to collaborate on this important mission. But I also think, you know, it's important for us to leverage opportunities to make the job easier for our partners. When their job is easier as they are serving our veterans, we know that veterans benefit. And so these partnerships are really important.
All right. Well, thank you, sir, for joining me. And it's always fascinating to hear what's going on at VA. And you guys do an awesome job, you know, talking about the mission and how the technology really fits in. So I really appreciate it.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
HealthCast, along with GovCast and CyberCast, is a production of GovCIO Media and Research. To explore our content, visit our website, govciomedia.com. Keep an eye out for new episodes every Tuesday. And if you like what you heard, leave us a review on the podcast platform of your choice. Have a topic you want us to discuss? Contact us at newsletter@govcio.com.